Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. In the name of Jesus, amen. So have you ever had one of those long, hard days at work, and you come home, and you can't wait to get there, you know, and you get in the house, and you kind of kick off your shoes, and get into your favorite chair, maybe it's a recliner, maybe it's a couch that you lay down on, and you crack open a nice beer, and you sit, and you relax. Isn't that nice? It's nice to rest like that, isn't it? Unless you have kids, and then it probably doesn't happen until after the kids get to bed. And then you relax, right? Isn't that nice? You know, one of the things I've also realized is that when you come home from a vacation, it's so nice to get home, because when you get home from a vacation, you can finally rest. Have you ever noticed that? Yeah, you go on a vacation, and the whole point of a vacation is to get rest, and you come home from the vacation, and you need a vacation from the vacation. You need rest. Rest is a good thing. It's good for our bodies. It's good for our mental health. It's good for our clarity. It's good for our cardiovascular health. It's good for us all around to get rest. Rest is important, and rest is needed. In fact, the word Sabbath means rest. Did you know that? That's what Sabbath really means. And I think it's important for us to realize that, because it sets the tone for our message for today. So as we talk about the Sabbath day and keeping that Sabbath day holy, we realize what God is saying is, listen, this is a day of rest. Taking time to rest, taking time to be with me, and taking time to rest is important and keeping it holy. Here in this third commandment, God commands us to rest. Now, what is interesting is, in studying these commandments, if you've been here for the first and second commandment, we've talked about relationship, and we talked about how the first commandment primarily deals with our relationship with God outwardly, right? Outwardly, okay? Or, I'm sorry, inwardly, having no other gods in our heart, inwardly. The second commandment, we talked about dealing with our relationship with God outwardly and how we live our lives and respect His name and share His name and praise His name and live out His name. The third commandment is an interesting turning point. Now, to understand this for a second, you have to understand that the Ten Commandments are divided into two tables, nice and neat, okay? There are two tables. Commandments 1 through 3 are on one table or tablet. Commandments 4 through 10 are on the second table or second tablet. And what's interesting is Lutherans, when we look at these tablets, when we look at these tables, Commandments 1 through 3 deal with God, our relationship with God, and Commandments 4 through 10 deal with our relationship with each other. And so next Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, we're going to begin looking at our relationship with each other and what that means. But what's interesting to me is that the third commandment is truly a turning point in this two-tablet system. Because here in this turning point, God leads us to see how important rest is in resting our souls in Him, finding rest in Him, which we're going to talk about, and finding rest so that we can serve each other. Because the reality is, we cannot serve each other without rest, and we're going to talk about that too. In keeping with the relationship theme of the first and second commandment, God calls us to rest in Him. How important that is, to rest in Him. You see, let's go back to the Jewish or Hebraic understanding of the Sabbath day. As a matter of fact, the Jewish people took the Sabbath day so seriously to find no work, to find that day solely prioritized on God, that they did nothing. In fact, good Orthodox Jews today, they will, this is very interesting, they prepare all their meals before sundown on Friday, they get everything done that they need to have done, they will turn on their television to their favorite channel, and they won't even touch the remote once sundown happens on Friday. Because even touching the remote on the television is work for them. This is how critical it is for them to rest. And the whole goal for them to rest, or initially for them to rest, was to focus on God. That may be a little different today. Today it's more of a focus on keeping the law and showing outward signs of salvation. But the reality is, and originally, the whole goal of rest was to so that the Jewish people focused solely on God, taking time with Him, being with Him, finding their nourishment in Him, finding their growth in Him, their maturity in Him, their life, their love, and their forgiveness in Him. Jesus in the New Testament often went off to himself, by himself, to pray. Have you ever noticed that? Jesus did that several times. He went into the garden, he went up on the mountain, he went up to a high place, and he prayed. Why do you think he did that? He needed rest with God the Father. Now, I always find it funny, if Jesus needed to do that, guess what? We need to do it too. But so often we fail at doing that. Jesus calls us to himself to rest. In our gospel lesson today, what a beautiful lesson that is when Jesus says, come to me, come and find rest in me. Bring your souls, bring your burdens, bring your life to me, and I will give you perfect rest. Now let me ask you a question. If you think working a long, hard day and coming home and resting is important, then why in the world, if we live in a society that batters and bruises our soul, Satan attacking us with everything from the Ten Commandments, lust, pornography, lying, worry, worry's a sin, guilt, shame, all of these things that seem to bombard us in our lives, taking us away from God, why then will we not realize that coming and spending time with God in prayer is of crucial importance? Especially if Jesus himself had to do it. He himself had to take time to go and be with God. We are called to feast at the Lord's table. I don't know about you, but I miss not having that sacrament today. I think it should be there today. Because some of the greatest rest we find for our souls comes as we eat and drink of the true nourishment that Jesus himself gives us to sustain us and to forgive us. We are called to put him first above all things. That's part of finding rest in him. And Acts chapter 2, I think, is very beautiful. If you look at Acts chapter 2, verses 42 through 47, it starts off by saying, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Everyone was together and filled with awe and wonder, and they had fellowship together. Even what we do here in our coffee hour, eating donuts, is being together in Jesus and having fellowship. So did you know that eating donuts and drinking coffee brings you closer to Jesus? Amen. Yeah, it should be the third sacrament of the church, shouldn't it? But you see, these things are important for us because it brings us closer together. It brings us closer to Jesus. We find rest for the weariness of our souls. I don't know about you, but I can have a really bad week, but I come here to worship and I receive the sacrament of the table and I go in there and fellowship with you guys and suddenly things seem a little better, doesn't it? It seems like, hey, you know what? I can make it through another week. So God calls us to rest in him, to rest in him, to put our soul in his hands and to say, here, restore me, rejuvenate me, renew me, re-enliven me. That is crucial to our faith in Jesus. We are also called to be in a loving, serving relationship with others. In order for this to happen, we must find rest for our physical bodies too. It is very hard to love others if we're not rested. As a matter of fact, this morning, my wife said, you're grumpy. And I said, it's daylight savings time. I have the right to be grumpy. Right? Have you noticed that? When we're tired, we get a little grumpy, right? And it's hard to love others when we're tired. And one of the things that I love about the epistle lesson for today from Hebrews is that basically it says this, if God... Well, let's talk about God for a minute. This is God, right? Big God, big God. We can't even imagine him. This is God, right? Rested on the seventh day. What do you think we need to do? Rest. How many of us take that seriously, though? I don't. I try to, but I don't. But do you see how crucial that is to our life? Rest is important for us because when we fail to rest, we fail at loving others. I love this portion. I looked through the scripture and I found an example of Jesus resting. Do you know where that happened? Do you remember when the disciples were on the boat and that big old storm was raging and they were scared to death? Do you remember where Jesus was? He was asleep in the bottom of the boat. He was pretty tired. He had to rest. The disciples were frantic and there was Jesus snoring away, finding rest. Because he was human too. Even in the book of Acts, there are accounts of the disciples going to people's homes to rest, not just spiritually rest, but to physically rest, to take time away for themselves to rest and find nourishment for their physical bodies. Hebrews 4, 9 through 10 says this, "There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God, for anyone who enters God's rest also rests from their works, just as God rested, did from his." You see that? Just as God rested from his works were required. We're required to rest from our works as well. Let us not, as New Testament people, misunderstand the Sabbath that God has called for us. This is crucial. Let us not misunderstand the Sabbath that God has called for us. God has not said that you can do nothing on the Sabbath day. As a matter of fact, Jesus himself did work on the Sabbath day. And why did Jesus do work on the Sabbath day? To do what? To feed the hungry, to love those who need to be loved, to raise the dead, to heal the sick. So what are we talking about here? What's of the utmost importance? Just as Jesus loves us by doing work in his Sabbath, we too are to love others. You see, that's the amazing thing. Jesus really is our Sabbath. You understand that? Jesus is our Sabbath. Jesus, through his death and resurrection, is where we truly find rest for our souls and really rest for our bodies too. It's where we find that rest that renews and re-enlivens and rejuvenates us. It's where we find the rest that says to our souls, your sins are forgiven and they are removed as far as the east is from the west. You know, that's crucial for us to hear and understand. It's crucial for us to hear that our sins are forgiven and that we have eternal life. It's crucial because without it, we cannot live in this world. We get weary, we get worn out, we get tired. What happens when you miss church for a couple weeks in a row? 3 weeks in a row. What happens when you miss church? You start feeling kind of weary, right? Maybe. And you start thinking to yourself, oh, my soul is downtrodden, and maybe there's a little more guilt and shame that come in. You see, that's what happens. That's what Satan wants to happen. But Jesus says, come to me, who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will restore you. I will forgive your sins. I will give you eternal life. I will feed you with my body and my blood so that you have strength and forgiveness for each and every day of your life. That's the kind of Jesus we have. The amazing thing is when we fail to live the Sabbath, when we fail to put God first, when we fail to take the rest he calls us to take, Jesus is the one who's standing there with arms wide open saying, I forgive you, now come on, let's rest. I love you, come on, let's rest. I give you my life so that you may have eternity, come on, let's rest. Jesus is our Sabbath. You see, the spiritual Sabbath is our life of worship and devotion every day. In my understanding of the Ten Commandments, and when I look at the Ten Commandments, really and truly, our spiritual Sabbath is living for God every day. Romans 12:1 says that our daily living is our spiritual act of worship. Am I doing prayers every day? Am I spending time with God in his word and in devotion every day? It's great to come to church and hear that, but if we're not doing it every day, the world gets hard. Satan attacks harder, and it's easier to walk away from the faith. That's just how it goes. And I've seen it happen so many times, where people who are so devoted on Sunday mornings begin to dwindle away in their faith because the world gets harder and harder and harder, and they're not taking time every day to rest in God. So our daily act of living in God's word and in prayer is our spiritual Sabbath. We need to find time to rest, to be together as families, to take time to focus on God's priorities in our lives. Let's review this for a second. What are our priorities as Christians? Number one, God. Number two, family, right? Actually, number two is our spouse. Number three is our children are our family, and then number four is our job. What does it really look like in America? What's number one? our job. And number three or four is usually church, right? That's what it looks like. Now I'm preaching to the choir because you're here today. But now you can go out and tell other people about this, right? Because the reality is we need to find time to rest, to be together as families, to take time to focus on God's priorities. Here's my challenge to you. Find a day where you can spend the day resting with your family. The yard will get mowed at some point. The leaves will be raked at some point. The laundry will get done at some point. It will be there waiting for you tomorrow. Find time to spend time together as a family. Start once a week or once a month, one day. Find time. Maybe that's Sunday after church. Maybe that's Saturday. That's great. It doesn't have to be Sunday. But the reality is, if you look at our society and our country, the divorce rate is higher than ever. Children feel as though their parents don't care for them more than ever. Why do you think that is? Because we failed to take time to rest together as a family, as God has called us to do. So today Jesus says to you, I love you and I forgive you. And I'm going to grant you my Holy Spirit because he's been with you since baptism. And I want you to begin to find rest. Rest for your souls, most importantly, but rest for you and your family too. Because it's important. It's not just important that you grow together, but it's important that your neighbors and your family and your friends see it too. Because as they see the Sabbath rest of God in your life, they begin to take notice of your number one priority. And one of the most powerful ways we can share Jesus is by letting others see him in our lives. In the name of Jesus, amen.